see Coventry and Warwickshire.
Well, I was going to say on a lighter note, but if you've paid for this, you probably won't think this is too amusing. We put some pictures on. We put a picture actually on our Facebook page. If you want to have a look at it at BBC Shane on Air, just go onto Facebook and put in BBC Shane on Air, and we put a picture on there of something that was spotted and sent to us that happened. Unusual in well, saying unusual, I don't know how unusual this is, but it happened in Kenilworth. BBC Coventry and Warwickshire's Sean Grescheck is at the scene of this. I'm going to call it a happening for the moment, Sean. Tell us what you can see.
Well, Shane, you mentioned a bizarre and perhaps amusing sight. I'm standing on School Lane in Kenilworth, which was recently given a fresh coat of tarmac. It's a very busy road for anyone who knows Kenilworth well. It's the same road as the fire station. But local people were told to remove their cars for the tarmacking of the road. But unfortunately, some people decided not to do that. So when the tarmackers arrived, instead of deciding to perhaps come back another day, they've still tarmacked the road and actually gone round these cars. So you have a very interesting scenario when you drive down the length of School Lane. There are three interesting spots where the tarmac goes around the three remaining cars that weren't removed overnight. I just spoke to one of the neighbours, and he walked out of his house and he just put his hands on his hips and he said... it was right outside of his front door, and he said, "I just can't believe it." He said, "We've been wanting this road done for years. You know, it was full of potholes. That's great, but now, you know what? I think it looks even worse because he's just got this double patch of fresh tarmac and this lovely half moon shape of the old road that once was." And he said, "Oh, I just give up."
The cars that were there, they've gone. Ironically, now have they?
No, they're all still in place.
Oh, right, okay.
Still in place, so whether these people have, you know, maybe they'll come back to their cars and realise that they've now got this very interesting dark and light shading on the road. It almost reminds you, actually, of, you know, when you go on holiday and you get really badly sunburnt, but you realise you've left your sunglasses on, and then you take your sunglasses off, and you've kind of got that lovely two white patches over your eyes.
Yeah.
It's very similar to that. But yes, it's worth driving along the road if you'd like to see it.
And I can't tell, because I'll put the picture on a Facebook page. I can't tell how thick the tarmac is. It's only a couple of millimetres. It's not particularly thick, is it? It's like a top coat, isn't it?
No, it is just a very thin line. And one of the points that one of the neighbours was making to me a few moments ago was that he doesn't seem to think that the tarmac that has been laid will last very long anyway, because it is so slim and it is such a busy road. But frustration here, as well as bemusement on School Lane in Kenilworth this morning.
Sean, thank you very much indeed for that. Sean Grescheck with the latest there. We're putting calls into Warwickshire County Council to see what's going to be said. I mean, it's one of those things, it's funny if you haven't got to pay for it, isn't it, really, I guess?
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.